what most people will do is follow what was done in the intergroup study, and that is do it initially as a baseline study to make sure it's normal cardiac function, repeat it after chemotherapy, and repeat it then at 6 and 9 months to make sure that the cardiac function is reasonable. If there is a major drop in cardiac function so that it's below the lower limits of normal or a 15 to 20% drop of ejection fraction, then the drug is obviously to be held. And there's a whole black box warning in the package insert for trastuzumab.
Now, when you say 3%, you're talking about clinical congestive heart failure.
Clinical.
And what are the implications for an oncology nurse in terms of maybe symptoms to sort of keep an eye out for in a patient who's on trastuzumab?
It's shortness of breath. It's difficulty climbing stairs. It's difficulty carrying packages. It's anything that would obviously impact on the person's ability to function as far as exercise in one form or another. And it can be very subtle.
There are some chemotherapy regimens. There's one in particular, a so-called TCH regimen with docetaxel, carboplatinum, trastuzumab that don't contain anthracyclines. Do you still see the heart failure in that situation?
You have a lower incidence at the present time. Dennis Lehman updated the study, which you're talking about, which compared AC docetaxel with the platinum docetaxel combination, both receiving trastuzumab. And at the present time, they seem to be equivalent. So that it's one study, and that's a reasonable option at the present time with early data.